B-Pod Studios.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Happy Monday.
So what? The Panthers didn't win yesterday.
Yeah, we're off to a great start.
All right.
When we start fresh on a Monday morning here with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. Lauren, Roy, myself, Manny, Roy's even decided to show up today.
Yeah, I'll try to work a couple days this week.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
I'm just trying to use the sick benefits.
Producer Nicole is here. She went to the Panthers game yesterday, so not a good outcome for the Panthers. I had a kind of a crazy day, a crazy weekend, actually. We'll do our weekend in 30 seconds. I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Friday night, my wife did a wine night with our neighbor across the street because her husband has become this race car driver, so he travels the country. Mm. Yeah. That's cool. I used to play tennis with him. Now he races cars.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Friday night, I was like kind of dozing off on the couch. Next thing you know, my son Dean comes down. He goes, Roy, how did he used to tell me he had a bad dream?
I had a bad dream.
That's how he did it. He likes saying it. Did you ever, like, were you ever sleeping and then all of a sudden, like, you feel like somebody's watching you or yeah. something's going on? Yeah, that's what happened. Like, I just hear, like, like little breathing. And, like, I open one eye because I'm like, it's either an alien, my wife.
Because that's probable.
A murderer or my son. And I open, like, one eye and I'm like, there is Dean. He's like, I had a bad dream. I said, okay, we'll reset. So then I fall asleep in Dean's room. Mm-hmm. When my wife comes home, she doesn't know where the hell I am. Like, Dean's room would be the last place that she thinks I would be because we don't ever sleep in there. You know what I mean? Like, we put the kids to bed and that's it. So she came in and she's like, wake up. And then again, I had the same exact thing happen. I'm like, somebody's looking over me. I feel it. I don't want to open my eyes. Here we go again. And anyway, so that was Friday night. Saturday, did haircuts. Sunday, what sucks is when you root for two football teams and they both lose. That sucks.
How about three? That was my day yesterday.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The Panthers and Dolphins. The Dolphins. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Dolphins got slaughtered, too.
I know. So
I didn't watch 1 ounce of football.
And then I got bit on the foot by an ant hit me on the bottom of my foot. So literally the middle of my foot has a bump and it's so itchy. Now I giggle every time I itch it.
You giggle.
Yeah, because my feet are ticklish. So that's what's going on in my weekend. What about y'all?
We had, like I said, a big football weekend, of course. Hokies play on Saturday. Panthers play on Sunday. We went to my girlfriend's house to watch the game on Sunday after I had dropped Elena off at the airport, our au pair, who is off for the next 2 weeks. She's taking her year's vacation, and she decided to go to Peru by herself.
She's taking her year's vacation?
All at one time.
What's a year's vacation?
Like her year...
2 weeks?
Yes, she gets 2 weeks a year.
Oh, a year's... Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
So I dropped her off...
I thought it was some Italian thing.
So I dropped her off at the airport Sunday morning, and, like, I was so emotional. It was like sending your kid off into the world. First of all, I'm terrified that she's traveling by herself to Peru. No. So I lectured her the whole way there about how she needs to be safe and sit behind Uber drivers and not in the front seat and check in with me every 24 hours and not carry money on her and not leave her passport places. And, like, I literally lectured the poor girl the whole way there. And then I cried when I was dropping her off. She's like, please stop crying. I was like, I can't stop crying. I was like, please just be safe and come home.
Did you track her yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Elena's like, you're 5 years older than me. Calm down.
I know, but there's something like when you're responsible for like somebody's safety, sure, yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's something about having someone live with you that it's like, I feel like I have a teenage daughter.
Sure.
And she's 26.
My weekend in 30 seconds is, so at one point, I'm sick and was useless. Sterling had her back and nothing was getting done. Like we weren't even getting out of the apartment till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I can't remember what started it, but have you ever just lashed out for no reason?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Daily.
Oh, poor Sterling. Yeah. I gave him a good one. And like to the point where after I said, I'm like, you know, I'm sorry. he said something, and I got angry. And I was like, well, you know what? I've been sick, and you've been gone working all week, and I've been just by myself trying to take care of myself. And then the silence that follows.
Did he just look at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I'm sorry I haven't been here. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, hang on. Let me pull it back a little.
Yeah, I really don't want you here when I'm sick. But,
but yeah, I just lashed out. And I was like, all right, let me bring it back in.
I was a little lashy yesterday when the Panthers were losing. And I asked Dean not to do something, and he did it. My six-year-old, you know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, we just had this conversation. And Amanda's like, dial it back. I was like, fine.
I'm like all dramatic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm on my deathbed, and you're working, okay?
All right, we are digging into a Monday show. Senseless surveys for you at 720 and 820. Up next, though, we're going to tell you the places you should never, ever put your cell phones.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. The eight places you should never keep your phone.
Back pocket.
Back pocket? How about in your pocket?
Really?
In any pocket.
Why?
So, according to a doctor, whenever you store a cell phone in your pocket and it's connected to the wireless network, it's 2 to 7 times higher in radiation than if it were just placed in a purse or a holster.
Loren, Roy and I have been big proponents of the fact that we don't even know where the cell phone is at this point when it comes to damaging the human body. It's like our parents with cigarettes.
It's true.
They 100%. Had no idea.
I mean, didn't just smartphones just happen in like 2012, 11?
We're putting them up to our head while we're talking on them. And
I mean, now there's such a common daily use of our life. We don't know what the heck they're doing.
But in 20 years from now, they're like, our kids will be like, you put the cell phone up to your ear?
You idiot.
What's wrong with you? What else?
In your bra. Same thing, but with breast cancer.
Really?
Yep.
I don't do that often, but I will do it if my hands are full and I've got cash and I'm trying to juggle a diaper bag and 8 other things.
I love that about you ladies. You really do use the bra as like your 6th pocket.
Oh, we're resourceful. Yeah. If nothing else.
Under your pillow, in your bed.
Jeez, Loren, you all right?
No, I am the most guilty of this, and I do it for a reason, but I plug my phone in, and I sleep with it under my pillow. I never thought of that before.
Yeah, listen, the number one, when you put it underneath your pillow, it actually causes the phone to heat up and present a potential fire hazard. And on top of that, there is light that will disrupt your melatonin, and then to even go a step further, it's same thing with the pocket. When it gets heated up, you get radiation going off to your head.
That's it. I don't care if I wake up the whole house anymore. And I put it under my pillow so I'm the only one who can hear the alarm. Nope, not doing it anymore.
Of course, anytime close to your face, primarily for this one, it says due to bacteria because it transfers from your phone to your skin and to your eyes and to all these openings and cause any issues with acne, skin irritation, and even wrinkles.
Give us one more.
I mean, well, now just one more.
You said there's 8. We'll put them up on the web, though.
Let's go with the anywhere in your bathroom, whichever one does that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so guilty of that.
But you know you're not supposed to. You're not, like, you know that.
No, I know. But the thing is, like, I had my Ruby, my one-year-old, was playing with my phone. I had it in her freaking mouth the other day. And I was like, oh, I put that, like, on the urinal. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was awful. Yeah. Ugh. All right, we'll put all those up on the web, kiss951.com, places where you shouldn't have your celly. What you got coming up in the dirty?
So, Lifetime just released a trailer of something that is happening currently in the news, and I'm so excited to see. I'm going to tell you what the date is, what it's all about, and give you all the details coming up in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Ooh, I've already got this marked on my calendar, and I have a couple dates for you. So, you remember the whole college admission scandal that Lori Loughlin got caught up in?
Of course.
Lifetime just released a trailer for an upcoming movie, October 12th. That follows the whole college admission scandal.
Oh.
And it's, so it's
that is
fictional, but it is obviously inspired by the real life of these people.
The whitest of whites movies I've ever heard in my life.
I really want to see it, though, because I want to see how they portray these two moms and the kids. Because I watched the trailer this morning, and it went as far as, like, paying off the person that was inside the test-taking room, and that person went back and erased their kids' answers and then went back in and filled in the right ones.
Hey, listen, we've talked about it on the show a bunch of times, not even around this particular case. How many times have we heard on Confession Wednesday that somebody took a test for somebody or somebody, like we just heard the other day, remember two twins? The one twin went in and took the test for the other twin so he can get into college.
So the other date I have for you is just kind of a generalization, but December is when Rihanna is supposed to come out with her new album.
Good.
Now, we knew it was going to be called Private Loving, but there hasn't been a track list or titles released yet, but she is working on it, and it's apparently almost done, so we should have new music by December.
Okay, can't wait.
Now, Joe Jonas was seen at the U.S. Open. Meany, did you see him?
Yes.
Wearing a T-shirt of Justin Bieber's face?
I didn't see the T-shirt. I saw him, though.
Okay, so they started this whole feud, and there's a couple bromances in Hollywood that do this, but I guess Bieber wore a picture of a Jonas Brothers T-shirt, so then Joe Jonas wore a picture of Bieber wearing the T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
So
I have a T-shirt of Roy. I'll wear it tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
I have a cartoon picture of Roy.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
I wore it on TV once.
And Demi Lovato, she is showing the world that she is done editing her photos. She posted a picture and said that this is my worst fear, is being in a bikini unedited. And guess what? Cellulite. And she put it out there for the world. She said, I hope that this is a new chapter in my life where I'm being authentic rather than trying to meet somebody else's standards.
Gotcha.
That is your dirty.
What is it that the MRL show is doing that can lead two members to be handcuffed together? If you didn't hear, we're going to tell you that coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Louis Capaldi, Kiss 95.1, Meany Roy in the Ray Morning Show. We've been doing this every week, picking the high school football games of the week.
So, Roy, the people on the show that are playing are myself and you.
Uh-huh.
And then Loren and Nicole, so there's four of us.
Mm-hmm.
So the top two people who finish with the best record in November after football season in high school wraps up are safe. The bottom two, however, will face the wrath of the handcuffs.
Yeah, two of the bottom people will be handcuffed together for 24 hours.
Oh, gosh, I hope it's with Loren.
Oh, we talked about this without you on Friday.
We did. And I originally, Roy, thought I wanted to be handcuffed to you, but I realized that you get sick a lot.
A what?
And I don't want to be sick.
I'm on the back end of this. Son of
a gun. I was surprised to find out of the three of you, the three of us, Nicole, Roy, and myself, that Loren was like, definitely not you, Meany.
You were surprised by that?
Yes.
Oh, she'd be so annoyed with you.
That's how I felt about you. I was like, you'd be so annoyed with Roy and his quirks.
You and I would have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would be okay with you. But I would also, here's the thing, you're going to make me do a bunch of dad crap, and that's going to get old. So, because, you know, it's not like
Yeah, but I'm not looking to go to doctor's appointments every 15 minutes either.
I'm on the back end of this. The sickness is almost over.
And Nicole's too woke. I don't want to be attached to her because I don't want to watch a documentary on how to not kill flowers.
Yeah. I don't know how to hide my plastic straws from you if we're handcuffed together.
Meany, we're going to watch Turtles vs. the World. Okay. How long is it? 7 hours? It's a 10-part documentary. All right. So we'll find out in November who's going to be handcuffed to who, but it was a good week for everyone, producer Nicole said. Loren, who did you take?
I took Myers Park over Providence.
And Myers Park won 63-3.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. You are now 2-1.
She's just picking the teams on the list of the best high schools.
I really was, because I was trying to close the gap between me and Meany so that I wouldn't end up in the bottom two. And I think it just backfired.
So I picked the good folks down in Dorman outside of Spartanburg. Okay. Dorman beat Northwestern 41-14, which puts me at a record of 3-0. Producer Nicole, who'd you pick?
I picked Weddington.
Weddington beat South Meck 42-0.
Oh, wow.
I feel like all of these were really big spans.
Nicole's 2-1. Roy was out on Friday, but he sent us his pick. And the funny thing about the pick he sent us, The team wasn't even playing. They had a bye week.
I don't know how to read the websites, man. I don't know. I probably thought bye week was a good thing. I'm like,
I think you said give me Hickory Ridge.
Yeah.
And Hickory Ridge was off until next week.
So I'll do them this week, then.
You took Porter Ridge.
We picked one for you, bud.
Is Porter Ridge good?
Porter Ridge beat Piedmont 42-0. You're welcome.
Gosh, 42-0. Like, at what point does the team go, all right, you know what? I get it.
Well, Myers Park beat Providence 63-3.
They
put 63 up on them.
Can we play the freshmen? Like, when the gap gets that big, can you put the new kids in?
They probably do, I would think. You know, they don't want to injure players and stuff. But anyway, so the records stand. Everybody is 2-1 except for me. I'm 3-0. So it's a good season, you guys. We are off and running.
All right.
I just don't know where to go from here. If you want to text, let me know. I don't know who else is really good.
We'll pick our teams Friday at this time. You guys can weigh in and tell us which teams we should pick, okay? Got War of the Roses for you on a Monday morning. We're going to test the relationship and see if it will survive. Loren offering romantic roses to someone. And you, by the way, have to pick the right person. If you pick the wrong person, that means you're cheating. We test a relationship in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Heather, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend, Bo, is cheating on you.
Hey, Bo.
I think so.
What makes you think that?
About 3 months ago, I met him on this dating site, and we have been having a pretty great time. But I have been pretty weary because there has been this a couple of red flags, actually. I was going to say just one, but there are actually a couple of red flags.
Okay, so why stick around and what are the red flags?
I stick around because I could be wrong, and I have been wrong before. But a pretty red flag is it has been 3 months, and I've never been to his place.
Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does he come up with excuses not to go there, or...?
Yeah, he says that it's really cramped, that he's embarrassed by the place. He's just so much more comfortable at my place.
After only dating for 3 months, have you defined the relationship? Like, are you officially... I hate to say, like, you know, we're all adults. Like, should we really have to have this conversation? Probably not. But I think it's important when you're unsure of the situation to define it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty clear. We spend all of our time together. You know, no one's ever asked, like, am I your girlfriend? but I can easily assume at this point that it is it.
Anything other than just not seeing the apartment, anything else sticking out?
Yeah. It was about a week ago. We actually went to this restaurant, and as soon as we got to the restaurant and sat down, we got up. And he just freaked out, basically. And he said, we got to go. We got to go now. I was like, what? We just sat down. And he's like, you got to trust me. We got to go. And that's never happened to me before, ever. We get to his truck afterwards, and I asked him, what just happened? He said, I just had a bad vibe from that restaurant.
Yeah, that's so not a normal reaction to a bad vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to be honest, Heather. The thing that comes to my mind is, like, he saw somebody who he didn't want you to be seen with him. That's what I think. So he got up and
I
left.
Saw an ex.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out. Roy's going to dial him up.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Bo, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Bo. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because I have your Instagram handle, name, and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love. We just ask that you, of course, tell someone about our services.
So I got flowers or what?
Well, you have $100 in free red roses to send to someone you love.
Okay, so it's not for me. It's for somebody else.
Yes, you'll send them to somebody. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
What is it going to cost me, though?
It's just our monthly giveaway. We do it on Instagram once a month to try to get our name out there. We're a newer romantic gift company.
Okay.
All right, so who would you like to send them to?
I guess... I sent to Caroline.
And I also have a card to go with Caroline's flowers. I'll get her address here from you in a second. What would you like to put on Caroline's card?
I'm not good at this. I don't know any.
Well, what's your relationship? Maybe I can help you with the card.
Outside of a country song, I don't know what to say about stuff. Just put I love you. Put my name on it.
Okay.
But I love you a lot, so put my name on it. That's as good as I get.
Hi, Bo.
Bo, that's Heather, that other voice you just heard. Heather heard everything. She's listening. You're on Kiss 95.1's War of the Roses.
Yeah. How do you lie to my face? Who is she? Who is Caroline?
First of all, this is not cool.
I know, cheating sucks.
You've been lying to me the whole time.
I'm not. I didn't lie. I'm just, there's stuff I haven't said, but I'm not lying.
Well, here's a great time to say it, if you haven't said it yet.
Who is she? Have you known her the whole time?
Technically, there's no she. Like, I used to be married. I'm separated now. And
that's kind of big news.
We're separated.
Okay.
Wow.
But that means you want to get back with her.
Because you said, I love you.
No, not necessarily. I mean, there's still feelings there, but we...
When you went to the restaurant with Heather... Was Caroline there, and is that why you ran out of the restaurant? I mean, at this point, you might as well just fess up.
She wasn't there. Like, a good friend of ours was there. Like, one of her best friends, and I didn't want her to see me out with somebody, so.
Because you were afraid she would tell Caroline, and then you wouldn't be able to get back together?
It's just real complicated, and there's kids involved, so... It's not an easy thing to just cut off like that.
You have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That makes everything messy.
Yeah.
Definitely shouldn't be on a dating site at this point. I never want to see you again. I never talk to you. No. That's over.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So I was out sick for a couple days last week because I had strep throat and then a double ear infection.
Like we've been saying all last week, Roy's been sick like a...
like a 10-year-old.
Like a 10-year-old.
I think the last time I literally had an ear infection, I was like 10. Like it's been that long. To the point that when it first started happening, my first thought wasn't, oh, this is an ear infection. My first thought was... Oh, my career has finally killed my ears. Like, I thought, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize that I could, you know, ear infection at this age.
How's your hearing right now?
My left one is...
Shot.
Yeah, it's shot. Like, if everything is reverberating weird and muffled. It almost feels like if anyone's ever had the chance to fly in an airplane, it almost feels like if your ears never pop.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like muddied down. But my mom, you know, when I told her I'm sick, my mom, you know, we're from the Blue Ridge Mountains and we're very southern and we have our own ways of handling our own medicine. And she said, what will fix your strep throat at the time, it was just strep throat, just gurgle some whiskey and then swallow it. She goes, that will loosen the bacteria and get rid of it. And I'm like, when I first heard that, I'm like, a couple things. If I'm loosening the bacteria via whiskey, I don't want to swallow the bacteria. But she goes, no, that's what you do. You gurgle whiskey and you swallow it, and it takes the strep throat right out.
Okay. And did you try it?
Yeah, I tried it. I had strep throat for like 3 days, and then it turned into ear infection.
Yeah, I tried it. I got a buzz, and I had an earache.
I was hammered that night. I kept doing this remedy all night.
This is an awesome remedy.
It's what's really cool is like after the 7th remedy, you no longer feel the pain.
That's funny.
Maybe that's what she was going for. But I think she was missing something out of it because I've heard this remedy or something like it before. But I think it's supposed to be like hot tea, whiskey, honey, and maybe cayenne pepper.
Like a hot, is that a hottie toddy?
Kind of.
Okay.
But I remember my mom was not feeling good, or her boyfriend, I can't remember which one, while we were in Italy, and she like went to the bartender at the hotel and like asked him to make this concoction for her.
Mm.
And they were like fine the next day.
Yeah. See, what it sounds like to me, my mom heard the real remedy with whiskey and only liked the whiskey part.
She'll retain the important part. That's okay.
Well, she might have tried it and it might have worked for her.
Yeah.
You know, it could be that old family remedies that we love talking about.
Oh, yeah. If you have like an old family remedy, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
The only thing with me that like is whiskey on the tooth.
Like yeah. That's on your gums yeah. when yeah. you're teething.
Other than that, like my family passed down no wisdom to each other. What about you?
My family just said ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen yeah. for everything?
Yeah. Like normal people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my family's weird, man. It's like for a cut or a burn, put mustard on it.
I remember you saying yeah. that.
I'm like, Mom, mustard doesn't cure everything. Right? She's like, no, trust me, put mustard on it and go away.
See, but I think your mom, like, she hears what, like one thing, like what it's supposed to be. So there's vinegar in mustard. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what extracts the burn out of a burn. So like, you know, she hears like, oh, well, if it has vinegar in it, it's fine. So we don't have any vinegar. So maybe we'll just put mustard on it. You know,
our medicine cabinet is condiments and whiskey. That's our medicine cabinet.
Ketchup, mustard.
Well, just put relish in your ear, son. The infection go away.
I went to dinner at Roy's parents' place and I needed some extra salt. They told me to go to the medicine cabinet. There was some salt in there. All right, let's jump on the phones real quick and say hello to...
This is Melissa in Charlotte. Melissa, what's your home remedy that you heard growing up as a kid?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, every time I ever had a stomach ache, a sore throat, or, like, felt nauseous, or even, like, something silly like my arm hurting, my grandma would always say, rub some Vicks on it and drink ginger ale.
Rub Vicks on it.
That was her solution to everything. Yeah. Just drink some ginger ale and rub some Vicks on it and you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love the combination, Melissa, as if you did one and not the other, it wouldn't work.
Exactly. And if you, like, she was just so religious about it. And so now I had pretty much the same thing that Roy had. I was sick for 3 weeks with strep throat, ear infection.
Oh, it's the worst.
Everything that's lovely. And one of the things that's always stuck with me is the ginger ale part. And so, like, when I was in the middle of feeling just terrible, I was like, well, maybe this ginger ale will cure it.
Yeah. Well, the same thing growing up. Ginger ale was always, like, when you're sick, you drink ginger ale. And,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess if you had, tummy issues.
Sure. But even still today, I keep ginger ale in the house just in case you get sick.
Okay, you have to hear some of these remedies that people are texting us. First of all, slice a raw onion and potato and sleep with them on the bottom of your feet to get rid of sickness.
I've heard that.
Like the common cold.
My mom said that.
Somebody when I was little blew cigarette smoke in my ear to cure an ear infection. And of course, moonshine. Moonshine clears everything. Strep, cold, allergies, heart attack, everything.
That's what Selena says. Hi, Selena.
Hey, guys.
So what's your drink concoction that fixes all?
So we had lemon moonshine mixed with honey, and that was a cure-all for anything and everything.
Oh, man.
So even Roy's earache, or you know, his ear infection?
Oh, yeah. We're from the mountains, so alcohol cures everything.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. There you go.
But the ear infection probably wouldn't have gotten that far if you had done the moonshine to begin with when you had the strep throat.
Probably. And I did the whiskey. I did the whiskey. It didn't work. My mom also wants me to put peroxide on everything, by the way. I don't know if that's a reasonable medical thing. She's like, gurgle peroxide. Put it in your ear. Put it.
My family did peroxide in the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, peroxide.
I don't think.
Is that normal?
I just remember, like, somebody, maybe it was Dr. Oz. Somebody, you know, a good reference, said not to put anything in your ear ever.
Yeah. That seems legit. That seems good.
Roy, maybe you should try this one.
Brittany in Gastonia, what's your home remedy?
Hey, so I've always heard that if you have a cut or a burn or anything to that nature on you, you can put breast milk on it and it helps heal it. And it don't have to be your own. Like, you could be anybody's. You just dab a little bit on there, kind of rub it, and it helps heal it.
Heard that for like psoriasis and other things too.
So Roy's got that too.
Psoriasis? I do have psoriasis. Sure, yeah. I do. Right on my elbow, all over. It's like on my elbow, leg.
Breast milk, buddy.
That's fine. You know, I have a buddy who tells me, and he's serious. He's not joking when he tells me this, but for psoriasis, you should put dog poop on it. And I'm not kidding.
What?
You.
Boy, he's totally trying to pull one over on you.
So I called him, like,
and
I have no dog poop on my leg.
Yeah. Please don't do that.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hi.
Troy or T-Roy?
Troy.
Troy, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Survey. We've got to ask you a few questions for the year of 2019. It's only going to take a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a dog?
I used to.
So, you know how dogs love when you throw balls at them?
Yeah.
Now, what if they only keep bringing it back to you because they think you like throwing it?
that's an interesting question.
Which letter is silent in the word sent, the S or C?
This is going to help with figuring out the population?
Yes.
Okay. The C, I think.
Are you a twin?
Yes.
You are a twin. All right. And are you one of them identical ones, or are you the ones that I can't tell?
No, actually, my sister and I are twins, so we don't look anything alike. I mean.
So, between you and your sister, which one was the unplanned one?
Aww.
The unplanned one?
Well, I mean, no one plans for having twins, Troy.
That's true. I mean, that is a good point.
So which one?
I never really thought about it. I mean, well, my sister came out first, so I guess I was the unplanned one.
I never
really thought of it that way. That's a new way of looking at it, I guess. Yeah.
You know, we're breathing in oxygen, which is a gas.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what's killing us, but it takes about 75 to 100 years to fully work. You know, and dying really is going to be the last thing that you do really well.
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess we all perfect that one way or another.
You know, 100 years ago, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Nowadays, right. Everybody's got cars and the rich own horses. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. All right, so yeah, we're good. You've got it all written down. I can go now.
I wrote it down, but don't you enjoy spending time with me and having company with me?
Yeah, this has been truly enlightening.
Is this sarcasm?
I suppose so. I apologize. I just think this is kind of, these are weird questions for a census.
I like spending time with you, Troy.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's hang up at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Are you still there?
Unfortunately.
You were supposed to hang up. Oh, he hung up there. Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Was that just purely like coincidence that he was a twin?
No, the person that tipped me off to call him told me that he was a twin. So I had to throw in a twin question.
All right, so Meghan Markle has kept a very low profile at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, she was in Serena's box.
Yes, so they decided to keep this a really low-key trip since the last time she was in New York was for her $500,000 baby shower, and the press just ripped her apart. So she flew coach from London to New York. She wore a very low-key J. Crew denim shirt while she was in the box. Like,
I think you meant she flew a coach, which is what the British call private jets.
I don't think so.
You think she flew coach?
She flew commercial.
Why? No way.
She
There's
may have
no
flown
way.
First class, but she flew commercial for sure. Yeah. So keeping a very low profile, catching up with her friend Serena. And Justin Bieber, he loves to gush about his wife, clearly. Well, one of his fans, after he posted a Instagram story that said, no makeup what, about his wife, said, hey, you don't need to do this. We get it. Like, you guys love each other. But if you keep putting it out there, it feels forced that you're so in love. And, Roy, you have a theory about this.
If you ever compliment your significant other too much, there's trouble in paradise.
Well,
I don't have to worry about that.
Justin clapped back and said, hey, honoring your wife so publicly is an amazing, respectful thing to do. So,
well, listen, I'm okay with the compliments. I'm not okay when it's obnoxious.
Yeah. And Kevin Hart, he's getting back on his feet after breaking his back in 3 places after that crash in Los Angeles last week. Well, he's nowhere near okay just yet, but he is going through physical therapy, which started over the weekend. He's moving. He's in a lot of pain, but he's in a good mood.
Okay.
So just wanted to give you a quick update there as well. But that is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. 53 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat the Wren.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, Holly.
Hey, Holly. Welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're great. Who's with you, Holly?
My son, Leo.
All right. Well, let's see if you and your son can take me down today.
All right. Friends,
I'm going. Yeah. So sweet.
All right, there it is. Stepping out of the studio. The door is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Y'all, she legit broke that door.
Did she?
Yeah, the hinges are broken off of it from her slamming it. All right, Holly, Will, Greenville, South Carolina. Love you guys out there. Here we go. Question one. Lifetime just released a movie trailer for an upcoming movie based on the college admission scandals that this Full House star got busted for. What's her name, Holly?
Lori Loughlin.
Shawn Mendes played in Toronto over the weekend and brought out his new girlfriend to perform their song Senorita. Who is that?
Camila Cabello.
And the trailer for this movie featuring characters like C-3PO is out and fans are freaking out about it. What movie is that?
Star Wars.
Question four. Alec Baldwin was on the latest Comedy Central roast, which taped over the weekend in L.A. What weekly TV show did he say that he's no longer a part of?
Saturday Night Live.
And question five. Happy 53rd birthday to this comedian actor who has starred in movies like Grown Ups and Big Daddy. You've also probably seen him get his start on Saturday Night Live. Who are we wishing a happy birthday to?
Eddie Murphy.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
How did they do?
They got four correct.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Good job, Holly.
Holly and Will, pretty good. Here we go. Question one, Lorraine. Lifetime just released a movie trailer for an upcoming movie based on the college admission scandals that this Full House star got busted for.
Lori Loughlin.
1-1.
Shawn Mendes played in Toronto over the weekend and brought out his new girlfriend to perform their song Senorita. That is?
Camila Cabello.
2-2.
The trailer for this movie featuring characters like C-3PO is out and fans are freaking out over it. What movie is that?
Star Wars.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
My gosh. I mean, that's like Big Bird in Sesame Street.
Okay. All right. All right.
Let's see how she does on this one. Alec Baldwin was on the latest Comedy Central roast, which taped in L.A. over the weekend. What weekly TV show did he announce he's no longer going to be part of?
SNL.
That is correct. It's 4-4.
Happy 53rd birthday to this comedian and actor who has starred in movies like Grown Ups and Big Daddy. You've probably seen him on SNL as well. Who are you wishing happy birthday to?
Is it Adam Sandler?
Well, that's not what Holly said.
But you said she only got four correct.
So?
We're tied 4-4.
That is correct, Lauren. Unfortunately, Holly said Eddie Murphy. Final score 5-4. You win with 54 wins.
Holly, great job, though.
It was a lot of fun. And we are in Greenville, and we cannot beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thanks. Happy Monday.
You too.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
All right, we got to do an unfriended. We try and find out why someone unfriended somebody else on Facebook. This one is Lisa and her friend Colin. And Colin says that Lisa did something strange to his wife. You got to hear this. Coming up, 6 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
hey.
Got to get this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We love doing unfriended. We help two friends mediate through someone unfriending the other on social media. And Lisa, you sent us a message and said that your friend Colin unfriended you. How'd you figure it out?
Yeah, I knew that Colin was going to the Bahamas. And when they were evacuating because of the hurricane, I went on Facebook to check and see if he had posted anything. And just wanted to check and make sure he was all right. And when I went to click on his profile, it said add friends.
How long ago did you check his page, like when you guys were friends?
I would check in on him pretty regularly. We're pretty good friends, and I was seeing his posts and everything, and so it must have been recent.
Is there anything that you can think of that's happened between the two of you, or maybe you post something on social media that he doesn't like seeing?
I mean, I just post pictures of my family, pretty much exactly what you're supposed to use Facebook for, so.
Did you guys used to date?
No, just good friends for a long time.
Is he married?
Yeah, he is married.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
So you don't think it's like a jealousy thing or anything like that? How well do you know his wife?
Pretty well. We're family friends. So sometimes our families hang out. Our kids are around the same age. So it's always been pretty cordial with everybody.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like you're too annoying. Doesn't sound like... It doesn't. It doesn't
Roy
sound...
wouldn't unfriend you at this point.
It really, no. I'm very curious to see why Colin has done this. But we do have Colin on the other line. He does not know why he is on the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. I'm picking up his phone line now. Colin, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi, Colin. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. A bit of a surprise here. We have Lisa on the phone as well. You know Lisa?
Okay. Which one?
Your friend Lisa?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know her last name. Lisa.
Yeah, hi, Colin. Why did you unfriend me on Facebook?
Colin, this is a segment called Unfriended. It's where we try to connect people who have become unconnected on social media. And Lisa says that you've unfriended her on Facebook, and she's trying to understand why.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I knew we'd have to have this discussion sooner or later. Yeah, so, Lisa, Amy said that you were rude to her not too long ago, so...
I'm sorry, I missed it. Who said that?
Amy. I'm sorry. Amy is my wife.
Okay.
Well, are you kidding?
No, not at all. I'm very serious. A couple weeks ago at the school drop-off, you actually cut in front of her... And pulled in front, and I guess she honked at you, and you flicked her off.
What? That never happened.
Oh, Lisa, is it a possible? Like, do you remember something like that happening? Like, maybe it's a possibility you didn't realize it was her.
Okay, first of all, I didn't remember anything like that happening. Second of all, if I did cut her off, it would have been an accident, and I would never have flicked someone off. When my kids go to school, I would not have done that.
Colin, is it a possibility that your wife thought it was Lisa and it wasn't Lisa?
I really doubt it. Yeah, because okay. I even asked her, like, honey, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure it was Lisa? And she was like, yes, it was definitely her car. Like, I know her car. Like,
Lisa, what kind of car is it?
Well, I'm a mom with three kids in Waxhaw, so obviously I drive a minivan.
Okay.
There's probably a million people in a minivan dropping off kids at school.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I don't know why you guys didn't reach out to me.
She just really didn't want me to. I mean, I'm sorry. I know we've been friends for a while, but I have to go with my wife on this one. Like, you know, if she felt like she was disrespected, I can't just act like it didn't happen. That wouldn't make me a very good husband.
You know me better than that. You've known me longer than you've known Amy.
Well, I think he's going to believe his wife.
Mm. I just am disappointed that you didn't encourage her to talk to me.
Well, you know, I mean, there's really nothing I can do about it now. I mean, like, you know, we've already had a discussion. Me and her have already had a discussion about this, and this just the way she feels. She felt disrespected, and, you know, she doesn't go for that.
Colin, is it safe to say that you will not be refriending Lisa?
I'm afraid not, no.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
If you're just joining us, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And you just missed an episode of Unfriended, which is a segment that we love doing.
Yeah, it's if you've never heard of it before, it's where we find out, you know, someone looked on Facebook or Instagram and one of their good friends unfriended them.
And according to my show sheet, it's Lisa and Colin.
Not Colin.
I think it's spelled Colin, spelled with two L's. This show sheet says Colin.
anyway, Lisa and Colin were good friends for a long time. And then Colin's wife flipped off Lisa when she cut her off in the drop-off line. And this is not the first story we've heard about the drop-off line this year.
Yeah, I just don't know, you know, and I was asking them, like, are you sure it was each other? Because I'm just not sure. Like, everyone drives a minivan.
By the way, Lisa, for the win, when she goes, we asked her what kind of car she drives. She goes, by the way, I live in Waxhaw. I got three kids. Of course I drive a minivan.
Right.
But it got us wondering in here, you ever accidentally flip someone off? You know, I did it as a joke, and our big boss, Walter, got mad at me.
What do you mean? You did it to Walter?
No, no. So we have another guy who works here, Rob.
Okay.
And Rob and I are friendly, like, outside of work.
Yeah.
And Rob is, like, Walter's secondhand man.
Okay.
So, our window overlooks the smoking area.
Yeah.
And so they were just hanging out down there. And so I knocked on the window. I was banging on the window of our office.
Okay.
And Rob looked up, and I flipped them off.
Mm.
And then Walter comes right to the office. He goes, what are you doing flipping off one of the managers of this place?
Yeah.
I go,
Rob and I are friendly. I can do that. He's like, don't flip anybody off. I was like, all right.
Okay.
All right. Already. I'm just having fun. But I wonder if anybody else accidentally flipped off someone and you realize, like, oh, my God, that was my coworker. That was my father-in-law.
You know, I find that people flip me off, and I don't know why.
Who's flipping you off?
I've had at least two times where somebody will come up beside me and flip me off, and I'm like...
In the car?
Yeah, I'm like, what did I do? I thought I was driving fine.
My self-awareness isn't top-notch.
I was like, I thought I was a good driver.
704-570-9595. Shoot us a phone call real quick. We want to talk to you if you ever accidentally flip someone off. 678 said, I'm wondering if Amy is jealous of Lisa and this was her way of splitting up the relationship. You know, Amy might not be happy that Colin has a friendship with Lisa, the third, you know, the other girl, woman in this.
Yeah, we didn't really get down that path.
But what, like, I don't know. I feel like if you're married to somebody, like, she would have tried to do that years ago if that would have been the case or the situation. Like, yeah. Why all of a sudden?
No, I get it, but I mean, maybe it's just, maybe... Something popped up. I don't know. Like, because I thought of that too. I was like, it's so weird. Because it sounded to me like Colin's wife didn't 100% know that was Lisa. She told Colin it was.
Right.
But it's not like she stopped and saw Lisa.
Right. They didn't have words. It wasn't.
It's all behind their back. And that's what Lisa was saying was like, hey, why didn't Lisa come to me? Like, why didn't you guys call me? Like, why are we doing this on the radio?
704-570-9595. Call in. Tell us the time you accidentally flipped someone off, the accidental flip-off. Laura in Morganton, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. What happened?
So my one-year-old son went to the ER because he bumped his head, and he was giving the assessment, the doctor was, and my one-year-old son was, like, flipping him off with his pacifier, and the doctor was like, oh, well, I guess he doesn't like my assessment this month.
Did your one-year-old learn that move from you, would you say, Laura?
No, not me. Maybe daddy.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, man. This is Singh and Charlotte.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up? Who got accidentally flipped off?
Okay. The story's not about me, but it's my brother-in-law's sister. They flipped off a police officer on the way to Myrtle Beach.
Accidentally? How do you? Because it was like an undercover car.
No, actually, it was like it's a marked car. It was parked on the road. Like they thought that it was just one of those fake cars that they park on the road.
Oh yeah, where they just want you to slow down.
Yeah, they drove by, and my brother-in-law rolled their window down, and he flipped him off, and then the cop actually followed them for a whole mile, and then stopped them.
Really?
And then said that if they can. Search their car.
Oh, so, this sounds illegal.
Yeah, so my sister-in-law's like, excuse me, my sister's like, well, you don't have a warrant to search my car, so no.
Yeah.
And then they asked what was the reason he stopped them. He goes, because you guys flipped me off.
Well, that's not illegal.
I don't know. Is there harassing off? The police?
No.
Haunting? Yeah, I don't know.
You can flip them off.
Okay.
So well, we don't recommend they won't do that again.
Yeah.
They won't do that again. They thought it was just nobody was in the car, so he tried it.
and actually somebody was in the car.
That's so funny. Thanks, Sing.
Yeah, my buddy Buford one time yelled at a cop because the cop, like, cut him off. And he pulled up a sign. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, yelling at him. I'm like, calm down. We're going to get pulled over. He goes, I want to go to court and tell the judge why I'm angry.
Yeah. I remember
like,
that.
Calm down.
You know what the big one was? See, I grew up in New Jersey, and we had, like, unlike down here in Charlotte, where you have towns, but for the most part, you know, it's like CMPD and then the Waxhaw's
right.
Well, up in Jersey, everybody's got their own town. So you have small police departments. And I was playing baseball one day in like another town. And I threw something out and this guy go and I missed the garbage can. The guy goes, you're going to clean that up? And I'm like, I'm going to get it eventually. Yeah. And he's like, go pick it up right now. I go, who are you? He's like, I'm a police officer. I go here. He goes, no, like in the town over. I go, oh, so, I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, my gosh. Then you're being defiant just to be defiant.
Oh, and you know that guy's like, just drive through my town. I'm begging you to drive through my town. Let's see. One more.
Okay, this is Brittany in Albemarle. Welcome to the Maney Boy and the Rim Morning Show. When was the time you may have accidentally flipped off someone you knew?
Hi. This is actually really funny. There's a friend of mine where we're really friendly in the same way where we just kind of flip each other off as a joke.
Okay.
Sometimes we go a little too far, and we were in our children's school car rider line.
Oh, God, here we go again.
So both of us are, like, you know, holding our hands out the window, flipping each other off as a joke, and, like, all these other moms, they just, we get funny stares. Now just because we're those moms.
That's pretty funny though. Like you're the moms that flip each other off and it's no hard feelings and everybody knows it.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
that's a reputation.
Brittany's the fun mom.
Yeah.
Real quick, this text message. Someone let me out of the parking lot at work. I had my phone in my hand and when I went to wave, I totally flipped them off by accident.
They used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
They used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hi.
Troy or T-Roy?
Troy.
Troy, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Survey. We've got to ask you a few questions for the year of 2019. It's only going to take a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a dog?
I used to.
So, you know how dogs love when you throw balls at them?
Yeah.
Now, what if they only keep bringing it back to you because they think you like throwing it?
That's an interesting question.
Which letter is silent in the word sent, the S or C?
This is going to help with figuring out the population?
Yes.
Okay. The C, I think.
Are you a twin?
Yes.
You are a twin. All right, and are you one of them identical ones, or are you the ones that I can't tell?
No, actually, my sister and I are twins, so we don't look anything alike. I mean,
so between you and your sister, which one was the unplanned one?
Aww. The unplanned one?
Well, I mean, no one plans for having twins, Troy.
That's true. I mean, that is a good point.
So which one?
I never really thought about. I mean. Well, my sister came out first, so I guess I was the unplanned one.
I never
really thought of it that way. That's the new way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah. You know, we're breathing in oxygen, which is a gas.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what's killing us, but it takes about 75 to 100 years to fully work.
Hmm.
You know, and dying really is going to be the last thing that you do really well.
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess we all perfect that. One way or another.
You know, 100 years ago, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Nowadays, right. Everybody's got cars and the rich own horses. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. All right, so, yeah, we're good. You've got it all written down. I can go now.
I wrote it down, but don't you enjoy spending time with me and having company with me?
Yeah, this has been truly enlightening.
Was this sarcasm?
I suppose so. I apologize. I just think this is kind of, these are weird questions for a census.
I like spending time with you, Troy.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's hang up at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Are you still there?
Unfortunately.
You were supposed to hang up. Oh, he hung up there. Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Shawn Mendes, he is wrapping up his North American tour, and he wrapped up in his hometown of Toronto, but he did bring his rumored girlfriend, Camila Cabello, on stage to perform their hit, Senorita.
Did he introduce her as my girlfriend?
He has not used the words girlfriend.
I know, that's why I'm wondering.
Point. Yeah.
Cell phone audio, but you get the idea.
Yeah. It was a lot like their VMA performance, obviously. So Wendy Williams, she was blackballed from a party by 50 Cent, and she was on Watch What Happens Live and asked to say three nice things about 50. Now, you know, you can either plead the fifth or you can actually do it. Well, she took the higher road. Do you see it?
Yes. We were Nicole and I were messing with it at the same time.
Gotcha.
Can you say three nice things about 50 Cent?
Yes. He's not a bad-looking man. I respect his hustle. And I was one of the first people to ever play his music. As a matter of fact, probably the first, on a cassette on the radio where I got suspended for 2 weeks without pay because I used to be a renegade like that. If I liked it, I'd take it right off the block.
Why'd they suspend you?
I stopped it at the good point.
Oh, we can tell you why.
We know a thing or two about being suspended.
All right. Anyway. So Kelly Clarkson, she had some good advice for Taylor Swift as far as like re-recording her masters. And she was on The Tonight Show and said that she understands why Taylor wants to own her own, even though she probably won't ever.
Taylor's like the artist, like she's been writing since she was a little girl, right? So it's like kind of her diary, so I get why she'd want to. I don't really care about owning my masters or not. I'm just like, whatever, I'm going to sing them until I'm dead. It's fine. It'll be fine. And then somebody can make money off of it. I don't care. And but hers is more like, I write like half, a little more than half my stuff. And hers is 100% of it. So that's her. So I can see how it would matter.
Well, good for you for sticking up to her. That's pretty cool.
Thanks, Jim.
That is cool. Ooh, you're right. So Kelly Clarkson, her TV show kicks off today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. At 10 a.m. So if you're already gone.
Well, just you can now set DVR up to your phone.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Just jump on your app.
We'll watch it in here.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. We'll tell what's trending. What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So, of course, everyone loves pizza. And yes. Why not have a fun way to cut your pizza? Now, I go.
I like a pizza.
Oh, here comes Mama Grandma.
Great Grandma Marella.
Hey.
Lorenzo, great Grandma. What the kind of pizza do you like?
There's an Italian restaurant here in town that I really love going to, and they have this, but they are pizza scissors.
It's no pizza like my pizza.
No, you're right, Grandma.
That pizza like what?
The scissors to cut your pizza. Oh. So instead of like the old school roller that you have to cut them with, it's got like a spatula underneath and then a pair of scissors attached to it, and you cut your pizza instead of rolling it.
See, I like the roll. Sounds more complicated to me.
No, the scissors are so much fun. They're really fun.
Great Grandma Morales, do you like the scissors or the roller?
I like it a roller.
All right, Grandma.
And I like it the scissors.
Anyway, we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
I got to tell you guys, Friday we went out to Queen Park Social to do our rap party live, our daily rap party. We do it once a month live from Queen Park Social. Well, while I was ponying around meeting a couple listeners, I found out that something bad happened to me. I'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And maybe you know, maybe you don't know, we do something called the Rap Party Podcast, where each day we break down the daily show that we do on the radio and we put it up on the podcast. But a lot of cool things come from the Rap Party Podcast, including things that like we don't even talk about on the radio. Just in conversation, we find something out, you know. Oh, my God, Loren's got a sister that nobody knew about. Which, by the way, is true.
Mm-hmm.
So we were recording the Rap Party Pod. Is that all you want to say about that?
Yeah.
Okay. We were recording the
silence speak volume?
It did. It was deafening. I couldn't even leave it alone. So the Rap Party Podcast, we record one Friday a month at Queen Park Social, our favorite hangout over there in Lower South End off of Yancey. And so this Friday we did. And Loren, you came out with Dallas.
Yep.
and Roy was there, and mm-hmm. Nicole was there, and big shout out to Michelle from Waxaw, who's a fan of the show, and her friend Karen.
They're so sweet.
They really are. Everybody was awesome. And then, like, pretty much all of the sales staff came out from Beasley Media Group. It came out to celebrate, you know, good numbers, you know, stations doing well, which is good. And then this Michelle from Waxaw is sitting across from me at the bar, and you guys are kind of sitting back at the couch after our podcast was over. And Michelle goes, "Hey, Maney, this is a new listener." She goes, "I love you guys. Like, where's Roy and Loren?" And I pointed her out to you guys. And she goes, "Oh, my God." And she's sitting at the bar, and she's, like, freaking out. She's like, "I'm such a huge fan of the show. I love the show. I didn't know you guys were going to be here." So I took a picture with her phone. And I go, "Let me go get my phone, and then I'll take a picture also, and I'll post it, because I love meeting new people."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I walk back to you guys, and I go, "Hey, is my phone around?" They're like, you guys are like, "No."
Oh, so that's when this.
I forgot this even happened.
Yeah. So my phone was at the bar, and I just walked away from it. But when I went back to the bar, my phone was gone. So I walked over to you guys, and I'm like, "Oh, there's no. But go get Beth Nifong in here pronto."
Oh, she's not going to come on the radio, you think? She might be in a meeting.
She knows who did this. Somebody got my phone.
Oh, I know.
Get Brad Humphreys in here, too, our engineer.
I already know who did this.
How do you know who did it?
And you've listed people that's not the...
It's not the culprit.
The culprit.
Holy cow. See, yeah. I think they're behind it.
Uh-uh. No.
Okay, so somebody hacked into my Facebook and put on my post, "What's your thoughts about getting your butt bleached?" Basically, is what is the way I can say it on the radio.
Yeah. But bleaching, yes or no?
It was a little more graphic on Instagram.
How did you guys know about this?
What do you mean? Well, it was posted on Facebook. We saw it.
Well, not only that, but it was marched right over to our table.
Yeah, well, now we're getting into the topic of us releasing the identity of the one responsible.
Oh, is this the responsible party? Oh, the Emily Beth.
Here she is.
Well.
My old friend. Only one responsible.
My old friend, Emily Beth.
Yeah.
From our sales department. My favorite AE. I couldn't find my phone. I thought I left it over at the couch. I should have known something then the phone's on the floor.
Oh.
When I get back, and I'm like, "Well, maybe it fell out of my pocket. I just wasn't thinking."
That's pretty good placement.
That my trolley coworkers were going to get on my Facebook.
Oh, so good.
Okay, so what adult doesn't lock their phone? Number one. Thank you. No, but, you know, Emily Beth, I'm glad you brought that up, because the boys used to make fun of me because I have a lock on my phone. And I'm like, I have a lock on my phone for people like you.
You have a lock on your phone?
Yeah, it's the facial recognition.
Yep, I have that, too. You just look at it, and it opens up.
You look at it, and it opens up. You have a school-aged child that could, like, get on your phone and do who knows what.
Yeah, he does get on my phone. And you know what I don't want to do? Punch the password in every 2 minutes. So I just let him have it.
Oh, so you still haven't learned your lesson. So clearly we have to take it again.
You could just do, like, a thumbprint. You could do...
Fine. Mm-hmm. That's all fine and dandy. So what you're saying is my lack of security led you to ask people on my Facebook page, should I bleach my butt?
Listen, it was asking for it. You were pretty much asking for it.
But I mean, it could have been your question, because we were having a legitimate conversation.
That was the conversation at the bar, by the way.
Oh. And when it was brought to our attention what was happening, I remember I was like, you know, this isn't that far-fetched for him to post either. So it's not that bad.
By the way, I've left it up there because I was totally amused
by the comments.
Yeah.
So then Emily Beth and my other friends, Beth Nifong back there, Brad Humphreys, the head of engineering,
Brittany Frank,
Will. Will was standing there.
Laughing.
I sent a group
innocent
text.
Innocent bystander.
I sent a group text once I found out about it, and I go, well. You know, you're all going down. Crickets. Not one person responds to me and owns up to it.
Now
you have come in, and I appreciate that.
No, I responded.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I didn't get a text back.
No, I sent back that gif of the Riverdale cast laughing at you.
Okay,
I don't know, Emily Beth. We didn't sell you out, by the way.
No.
Look, I didn't get anything from you.
Oh, I think that was... maybe after Brad Humphreys took you off of the group text.
Oh.
So that they could talk about you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
So I'll tell you what.
I'm part of, so there's a morning show group text, And I'm not part of it. And it upsets me. And they talk to each other.
Not our morning show. All of the morning shows in the building.
There's a Charlotte Cluster morning show group text, and I'm not part of it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I've left it because my Facebook was hacked, you guys, if you're just joining. And somebody said, my clever co-worker here, Emily Beth, kind of put up there, you know, like, hey, what's your thoughts on bleaching a certain part of your body?
My butt, right.
Yeah. But what's funny is that people got the joke and put funny comments. But then, like, Amanda's aunt, who has no sense of humor, was like, oh, my, no. So she thinks I'm legit asking.
Well, and we're all sitting at the table, too, like, commenting on it together. So I'm, like, sitting there going, how many drinks did you have?
I just didn't put two and two together. But now I'm going to.
I just feel like it took you so long to realize.
I'm on the hunt.
Yeah.
And here, our buddy Mike Castellucci, who works in the music business, is like, I feel like this is going to be a real weird bit. Yeah.
That's about right.
I found out who back there was being naughty. And then here, yeah. No. That's Amanda's aunt, who's got no, like,
that's comedy. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of surprised about how many people are against it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I was like, oh.
How many comments did it generate?
Oh, I don't know. A ton. 53.
Somebody even yelled at me. Somebody yelled at me because I was commenting on it and they didn't think I was funny. One of your family members was like, I've known him since he was in Memphis. Blah, 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 blah.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Amy Beth. Tell everybody I'm on to them back there.
I will.
All right. See ya.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, you know, when you go out to a restaurant, you could be sabotaging your own dining experience. And we found an article of the biggest mistakes that you're making when you're dining out.
I went out Saturday night to sushi.
Okay. Well, let's see if you made any of these.
Okay.
Okay. And just keep me filled in. Let me know what you think of these.
Okay.
So, if you go out to a restaurant and you're not checking the social media pages first, you could be sabotaging yourself.
Well, why do I have to check their social media page?
It lets you know, like, what the hot meals are at the restaurant, like what's doing well, and like it's kind of like
not a bad hack.
Yeah, it's
That's not a bad hack. Now, I will say that I made fun of my parents because they check out the website of every restaurant they go to before they get there.
I do that too. You know what else I do?
I found out you all do, and I'm the only one that doesn't.
You know what else I do? I go on Yelp and I look at people's actual pictures of what they're ordering.
Damn, that's a lot of research.
Yeah, I
know, but I want to see. Like, I mean, I'm not sabotaging myself because I want to see what everybody else is ordering.
All right.
If you pour your own wine, you could be sabotaging yourself.
Why?
Because you, by pouring your own wine, can control the flow of your drink. Otherwise, you might end up needing a second bottle by the time you're done with appetizers.
Well, I think that they want you to have a second bottle. That's a good thing.
My mom doesn't like to have them pour her beer when we go out.
Why?
Because she likes to just put little bits in at a time, and they'll pour a lot of it, if not all of it, in.
Does she think it stays cooler?
No, she just likes to, it's just what she wants. She just wants to sip little bits at a time out of the glass. So they'll start doing it and she'll go, oh, no, I'll do it. And the person's like, oh. Strike one.
Yeah. And the last one is being rude to your server or wait staff.
Yeah, of course. I always try and be respectful.
I mean, if you want good service, you got to be kind of kind. You get more, what is that old saying? You get more bees with honey than vinegar.
Yeah, sounds right.
You kill more flies. No, you get more flies.
With honey than vinegar.
No, you get more vinegar with honey flies.
Okay. Anyway, just be kind to your servers.
Whatever it wasn't what we just said. Do you think the servers are awake at this point?
It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost 9. Maybe they're on their way to lunch. I hate doing this, but it's real life. I think maybe we should. It'll be a good lesson for customers who are going out to lunch today or maybe dinner this week. Let's hear from the servers. Like, what's a rude thing a customer said to you or a customer did while you were working?
704-570-9595.
You guys were servers. I was never a server.
I think anytime you have to send something back to the kitchen for through your server, you have to kind of preface it with, hey, I know this isn't your fault.
The customer should say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, you don't want to shoot the messenger. They're just bringing you the food. They didn't cook it, you know, so.
I did something over the weekend that I feel like I upset my server.
Of course you did.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we were talking about ways that you could sabotage yourself when you go out to eat. And one of them was being rude to your server wait staff.
The other one was interesting, too, is check the salt and pepper shaker. Was that...
Yeah, I mean, I have this probably really good habit of checking the scores when I walk into restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the salt and pepper shakers aren't going to tell me anything I don't already know.
Yeah, I guess if they're dirty, that means it's filthy. I thought they meant, Roy, because people will play the practical joke where they'll unscrew the top, and then when you go to dump salt on your fries, it all comes out.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you how I think I upset it. My... waitress, and please call the studio at 704-570-9595. But I ordered a Coke with my dinner, and then I took a sip of it, and I didn't want it anymore. How weird is that?
Yeah, but you didn't tell her you didn't want it anymore, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, hey, I don't want this anymore. Can I have a tea?
Did you tell her?
I told her. I was like, I don't know. I tasted it, and I wasn't into it.
That's not that big of a deal, unless you were handing it to her, as you said, you didn't want it anymore. Like, here, take this back.
Were you being complainy? Like, this tastes funny.
No, I was like, listen, I know this is strange. I was like, but I don't like it. I know I asked for it, but I took a sip and I don't want it now.
Yeah, you just leave it on the table and then ask for something.
I handed it back.
Did she charge you for it?
Well, they charged me just for one drink because they then brought out a tea.
Mm.
I asked for a tea. Let's talk with Caitlin and Lenore. Caitlin, I hear through the grapevine that you're a first-time caller.
Yeah, this is actually my first time calling.
Yeah! Well, yeah. Welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show family.
Thank you so much. So, I guess this is my first time, so I'll just tell you my story real quick.
Yeah.
It was my first time serving breakfast, and a woman came in, and I was just told we could serve our breakfast menu. And she was wanting something off, like, our lunch menu, and I just told her, like, we only serve the breakfast menu until 10:30. And she was like, that's ridiculous. I need a new person to serve me. You're being terrible. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. And I went and got someone else. And I was, like, panicking internally, like, oh, gosh. And she came and she went and she told her she couldn't order anything either. And she yelled at her. And she was like, you know what? I'm leaving this place. And she took a picture of our owner that we have in the store. She said, I'm calling him. I'm calling corporate. And you guys are screwed.
Whoa.
You're like, it's not our rules, it's the corporate rules.
Yeah, I was like, I can't help it. Like, you can get anything off the breakfast menu, but I just can't serve you lunch food because, like, we don't make it in time. And she just...
I like when people say that they're going to get in touch with your, like, boss and corporate, you go, good. I can't... I've been looking to get in touch with corporate forever. I have questions about my 401k. Maybe you can help me out.
Well, and you know,
thanks, Caitlin. Thanks for calling first time and listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. We appreciate.
Oh, yeah, thank you guys so much.
So when I was the server at Country Cook in the All-American Buffet... So it's actually a local business, and they have like 10 locations, but it's local to Roanoke. It's like owned and operated in Roanoke. And so everyone knew the owner. And so everyone would try to pull that move, like, yeah, well, I know Ben. And I'm like, yeah, you and 7,000 people. Ben's a good businessman. And he, you know, they would always try to pull that. Well, I'm going to go talk to Ben. I'm like, you do that. everyone's Ben's friend. You
right.
Mm-hmm. This is Brittany in Waxhaw. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi.
So what's a rude thing that a customer did?
When I was trying to think of something, I was like, where do I even begin? Mm-hmm. One really bad thing is when the guests like to seat themselves. They walk right past the host stand and just seat themselves wherever they want. Because, like, not a lot of people know this, but servers do rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually, like, a certain place that the hostess will probably seat that person. And when they just walk in and sit themselves, it really messes up everybody's rotation. And not only that, but we don't always know that's a new customer, you know?
Yeah.
And so I used to work at this one place in particular. These people still come in and seat themselves every Thursday night. I don't work there anymore. I'm so tempted to go back in there and be like, hey,
what's your problem?
You need to go sit at their table just to mess up their rotation.
Sit right down. I'll just sit myself down at their table like they'd like to do to us, you know?
Yeah, this is a good PSA for people who are, I don't know, humans and go out to eat. Don't seat yourself.
Well, Brittany, let me ask you real quick, because you've guys, Mani and Loren, you've encountered this whenever you eat with me. I got to eat at a table. And how many times do they want to sit you at a booth? And I'm like, oh.
I mean, you can just ask for a regular table.
I guess, Brittany, does it mess up your rotation? Does it mess everything up when I don't want to sit where they want me to sit?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it can mess things up, but I think it's the way you handle it.
Yeah.
Like saying, hey, I'd really like to sit at this table. I think as a human being, I mean, we all just get that more, you know?
That's an understanding.
Right past the person whose job it is to seat you, like they're not even there. You know, it's just rude.
Mm-hmm.
And that same table, I actually had that table, and I had a table also right next to them. And that table told me that they're not drinkers because I put down a drink list at their table. They said, oh, we're not interested. So this other table that seats themselves says to my table, it's half price wine today. Your server didn't let you know.
Oh, they have a vendetta.
Yes, they're just horrible. I really just need to go back in there and sit myself down at their table.
That's awful. Thanks, Brittany. Now, I will say my dad gives the waitress or waiter not a hard time. He's just retired for now almost 20 years, and he's a talker, so he doesn't realize anybody else has anything to do. Like, he feels like everybody's just moseying through life, you know? And so, like, this woman showed up, and she had a lot of tats, like Nicole does, and he goes, why'd you do that? And she's like, oh, I just like the art. He goes, yeah, I know, but like when you get old, it's not going to look the same as it does right now. Do you ever think of that? We haven't even taken drink orders. She just handed us our menu.
So obviously people like, your dad has a very special sense of humor. So like where he's joking about something somebody may not understand.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that you went out somewhere, dad's joke fell flat and like your food got spit in?
No. I never did. I never did. No.
Hmm.
I mean, I never thought that because we recover nicely because the rest of us are super nice. And we're like, that's my dad. He's got a special sense of humor. Now, I will say, and I've said this before, that dad also tips really well. And he goes to the same restaurants.
Okay.
So everybody there knows him. Everybody there knows that if you put up with his BS and listen to his rambling, you'll get tipped well. Yeah.
Okay. This is Brittany in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really, really well. So you were a server. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I took the table's order. You know, he said he wanted a steak. He told me how he wanted it cooked. Everything was great. So we bring out the steak, and I put it down. You know, I walk away, come back in like 2 minutes, say, hey, guys, how's everything going? And he's like, this is definitely not what I ordered, and took the plate, pushed it off the table right onto my feet.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh. What did
and
you
know
do
what's
next?
What's funny is, like, we're as a server, like, you're supposed to repeat back what you order, especially when someone orders a steak because temperature is, like, vary between person, like, and I get it. But, like, when I, like, go to the table and I'm like, okay, here's your steak, you didn't think to tell me then, like, this is not what I ordered, even though that's exactly what you ordered, so I could have just taken it then. You had to, like, push it off my, like, onto my feet.
Yeah,
like,
that's it's despicable behavior. It really is, Brittany.
What did you do?
You spitting their food?
No, but, like, I mean,
I definitely didn't do that at that point. You know, like, all you, because that's the thing is, either I freak out and lose my job, which definitely isn't worth it, or I just say, you know what, I do apologize. What did you order? Because that's all I can do. And I had my manager deal with them for the rest. I'm like, I'm not going back over there for this.
Yeah.
Like, and to go back to your, like, tea versus Coke thing, if you just let me know and I can switch it for you, it's not that big of a deal. Because most of the time, soda and tea are the same price anyway.
Okay.
Versus, like, ordering a Diet Coke and a water, which a lot of people do, and then don't drink the Diet Coke. And then complain that I charged them for the Diet Coke.
Okay, so I wasn't completely awful. Good.
You weren't completely off. At least you, like, let her know. It's not like you said, oh, I don't want this Coke anymore. I want a Long Island iced tea. Like, that's not, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't financially compare.
Brittany, I'll have you know, out of the three of us here on the Mani, Roy, and Loren show, I have tried to preach this to not just my co-hosts here, but also the people who are listening, that when you go out, especially for dinner, you should buy alcohol if they offer you the alcohol menu, because it does add more to the bill, which means that Brittany's tip will then be bigger. So I feel obligated when I go out to dinner.
Is that the story you sell your wife? Like, we should really order a glass
of wine. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me hush Loren real quick.
Yeah. No,
I think there's something to that. You say, hey, can I get you a drink? Yeah, of course. I'll have a beer. One.
Yeah, you could just tip them more.
Appreciate it, but at the same time, don't feel forced, because up until like a year ago, I was only 20. So I was like, how do I serve alcohol to people when I don't know what half of these things taste like? And I used to tell my manager that too. He's like, you don't sell enough alcohol. I'm like, how am I supposed to sell someone a wine that I have no idea what it tastes like?
You don't sell enough alcohol.
It's your sweetest wine. And I'm like,
Let me go thanks, ask Brittany. My 21-year-old bartender.
All right, everybody, just tonight when you go out to dinner, be nice to your servers, especially if you go to that Country Cook and All-American Buffet up in Roanoke. Anybody on their way up there, be super extra nice.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.